Just like to say good morning to those that haven't had a chance to speak to this morning. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord to sing praises unto Him. We thank God for each and every one of your presence this morning. We thank God for those that are visiting. We thank God that you took time out of your busy schedule to come by the place of worship, to worship with us in spirit and in truth. I pull a muscle in my back last week, and so I'm walking sort of gingerly this morning, so I'm not able to move around the way I used to when I'm preaching. And I'm just thinking about Sister Mary. She would always get on me for walking and preaching, said I made her dizzy. So I think about her all the time, and I miss her. So she'll be happy this morning that I'm not able to move about. It's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. And the best thing about it is the best is yet to come. In the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, John said, "Beloved, now that we are the children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we should be, but we know that when he shall appear, that we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is." This morning, as we come together, it's a beautiful thing for us to come together and sing the praises of God to God. It demonstrates to us this morning that not only is it unnecessary for us to use mechanical instruments, it is unscriptural. We don't need a drum or a piano to sing the way God has commanded us to sing. So this morning, as we look into the Word of God, let us be prepared this morning when it comes to salvation to hear some things that will disturb us and sometimes make us very, very uncomfortable. But if we will just obey them, we will be blessed. With that in mind, I'd like for us to turn our attention to the book of Matthew chapter 21. And I see that we all have our Bibles with us this morning, and those that do not have Bibles, you have other electronic instruments. So I can't get away by reading the Reader Digest to you this morning. I'm reminded of a story that a preacher went to a family house for dinner, and the lady wanted to impress him that she read her Bible. So when he got there, she told her son, said, "Son, go get me that book that I love to read." And her son started, and he stopped, a little bit confused. She said, "Go ahead, baby. You know that book that your mother loved to read." And he went and grabbed the TV guide. So that Bible that you have this morning, I hope that you have that Bible, not because you're not trying to impress anybody this morning, but you believe every word that's in that Bible. Because in this Bible is the only way that we will hear the story of the gospel. Truth sometimes hurts, but truth must be preached. Let us read a few passages of scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, and I'll read down starting at verse 8 through 11. The book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 8 down through 11. And my subject this morning is, who is this? The Bible says, "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?'" That's what I want to talk about this morning. Who is this? And the answer came back in verse 11. "And the multitude said," well, part of the multitude have didn't know who Jesus was. "And said, 'This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee.' So we are celebrating someone this morning that is well received. Our Lord coming into the city of Jerusalem. And thank God that Jesus was coming into the city of Jerusalem. He's needed in the city today. He's needed in the city of Longwood, isn't he? The Bible says that the multitude were celebrating someone that was well received, our Lord coming into the city. For men were throwing down branches and symbols of recognition. And some of the group said, "Hosanna, son of the highest." And some said, "Who is this?" Well, the question that was raised on this August occasion and our Lord coming into the city, we had two groups. You had the group on the outside asking a question, "Who is this?" But then you had us on the inside say, "This is Jesus." You know, the Bible makes reference concerning Jesus in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. It says, "For the preaching of the gospel foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God." And so you have these two groups. You have them and you have us on the inside. I am so glad that I am among those on the inside. But the problem is some of us act like some of them. But we have to know who we are and to whom that we are serving. You know, a brother was having a Bible study with a person from the Nation of Islam. And the question came up about the prophet. And so we look at the book of St. John chapter, book of St. John. We're going to look at book of St. John chapter 8 and verse 58. If you will, let us turn there, the book of St. John chapter 8. And we'll look at verse 58. The Bible says that Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." And as this brother was having this study with the member of the Nation of Islam, the person of Islam say that, "Well, that would be just like someone asking me, what is my name? And I would just simply say, I am." No, no. You see, this is not a suggested compliment that we give in English. This "I am" that we find in John 8 in verse 58 is the same "I am" that we find in Exodus 3:14, when Moses in verse 13 said to God that when I come to the children of Israel and tell them that your God said unto your fathers, he says that when they come to me and they ask me who sent me, Moses says, "What shall I say to them?" And God says, "I am that I am. I am sent you." You see, that's the same "I am" that we find in John chapter 8 and verse 58, is that ever present tense. And Jesus is the only one that can use the ever present tense. You see, it would be bad grammar for someone to ask us our name and we say "I am." We would have to have the verbs to support it. We would have to say "I was" before "I am." Jesus is the only one that could use the ever present tense. And so when we look at the book of St. John chapter 8, in verse 56, notice what the Bible says. Jesus says, "For your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." And The Bible says that then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and how hast thou seen Abraham? In other words, you're not 50 years old. How do you know Abraham? And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. I tell you, brothers and sisters and friend, this morning, when we were living in South Florida, us were invited to a Yahweh Bible study. And at the time, they didn't know who us were. And so when we got there at the Bible study, they handed us this Bible. And I had my own Bible, but I just looked at their Bible, and everywhere you saw the name Jesus, they had scratched it out. And I asked a question. I said, why is Jesus' name scratched out in the Bible? And they told me that because Jesus was not mentioned back in the Old Testament. I said, I can show you where Jesus is mentioned in the Old Testament. Come with me to St. John chapter 17 and verse 5. Notice what the Bible says. It says, and now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with thy glory which I had with thee before the world was. You see, that's further than Adam. That's further than Eve. Before the world was, Jesus was back there in the Old Testament. He was back there with God when God said, let us make man. He was back there. And I'm so glad that Jesus knew how to identify himself. You know, back in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13, Jesus asked a question. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And you know, when the survey came back, the Bible says that some say, you know, we need to deal with that. Because you see, the some say is parallel to the way we use they say. And we can't base our salvation on what they say. If we want to know about Jesus, we need to talk to someone that has some experience with Jesus. We just can't ask anybody about Jesus. You know, some say that he was Jeremiah, but he wasn't. Some say that he was Elijah, but he wasn't. Some say that he was John the Baptist, one of the prophets. You know, John the Baptist says that, John the Baptist says, I am a prophet, but I'm not that prophet. You see, Jesus, you may say, well, you know, you're wrong. He was one of the prophets. Oh, no. He was the prophet. Ever since the beginning of prophecies, all prophets have prophesied about the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I remember hearing this, that this brother was preaching at a church, and every time that he would leave and come back, this brother would come up to him and say, I hear him saying. He wouldn't say, I hear them saying. He said, I hear him saying that they don't like the way you preach. And he would leave town and he'd come back again. And this same brother would come to him and say, I hear him saying that they don't like the program that you have for this church. And the brother said, he just got fed up with it. He got to checking around. He said, who are the they? Who are the And he found out that he was talking to And so you see, when people come to you with, they say, a yellow flag should go up. But the Bible tells us that when this survey came back, Jesus asked that question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? When he asked that question, he turned to his disciples, the one that had experience with him. He turned to them and he asked his disciples, says, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? You see, he turned to the one that had seen him give sight to the blind, had seen him change water to wine. Those had seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. He said, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And the Bible says that Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, blessed art thou, Simon Bojana, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. You see, God has given us revelation about his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. And not only is he the Son of God, but he's God the Son. And the Bible tells us that Jesus was sometime asked question about himself. And we find this in the book of Matthew. If we will turn to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. And we'll look at verse 41. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 41. Notice what the Bible says. Jesus asked question about himself. The Bible says in verse 41, said, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They said unto him, the Son of David. He said unto them, how then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying that the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. He said, if David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither dared any man from that day forth to ask him any more question. They couldn't handle it. They had no experience with Jesus. They couldn't handle the question. But I can show you this morning how Jesus is the Son of David, yet he is David's Lord. Come with me to the book of Romans, chapter 1, and we will find that. The book of Romans, chapter 1, and we'll start at verse 1. The Bible says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. That's how he was David's son. And yet, he was David's Lord by the resurrection from the dead. So brothers and sisters, when someone asks us and friends, who is Jesus? Not only will we respond to them verbally, but in our lives, this is Jesus. He's the Son of God, and he also is God himself. When we talk about Jesus, we're not simply talking about a man that has come from the dust, because he didn't come from the dust. He came from heaven. And we as believers this morning, we don't believe in three gods. We believe in one God that manifested himself in three ways, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-eternal, co-substantial, and co-equal. Now, what do I mean by co-substantial? What I mean is that three forms of the same source, which is one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just like we have water, snow, and ice. Three forms of the same spirit. You know, the Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul says, without controversy, he said, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and they were received up into glory. Who was that? That was Jesus. Yet, it was God. Brothers and sisters and friends, the reason that the nation of Islam, and we can't accept them, because they will not accept Jesus as being the Son of God. I studied with Jehovah's Witness people. They say that Jesus was a prophet. When you read their Bible, that's what they got in the Bible. He was a God. No, Jesus and God are the same as the Holy Spirit. I just want to say to us this morning, as brothers and sisters and visitors this morning, in the book of St. John, and I will read verse 1 and take a look at that scripture. It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's all he had. Grace and truth. Grace and truth is what Jesus Christ had. So in closing this morning of this lesson, brothers and sisters and friends and visitors, I just want to say to us, when the world asks us, who is Jesus? We can tell them without reservation or hesitation that Jesus is the Son of God. And he's also God the Son. And he's God himself. Hopefully something from this lesson this morning will be instrumental to us in the stirring up of our pure minds, which just calls us just to think as we journey through this life. The Bible tells us this morning, if we want to become a Christian, we must first hear the word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And after hearing the word of God, the Bible said that we must believe it. In the book of St. John chapter 20 and verse 30, the Bible says, and truly many signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples that are not mentioned in this book. But these are written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and have life through his name. And after believing it, we must repent. Luke 13 and 3 says, I'll tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And after repentance comes the good confession. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, say, if thou would confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and God has raised him from the dead, so thou shalt be saved. So with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But you know, a person is not saved then. The Bible tells us, in order for us to have our sin washed away, we have to be baptized in the watery grave of baptism. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26, Galatians, Paul says that, for we are all the children of God in Christ Jesus by faith. He says, for as many as has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And that's where we put him on, is in that watery grave of baptism. Then we walk in the newness of life. And when we stumble and fall and make mistakes, the Bible says we can go to God and ask for forgiveness, and he's just to forgive us of our sins. This morning, as we stand for the invitation, if anyone just need prayer, while these selection of invitation has been given, just come forth.